Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. We appreciate you. You know, I can't see you, but I appreciate the support that you've been giving me over the, it's going on 7 years now. And it's just been a wonderful ride, you guys. I've learned so much. I've grown so much. And I'm just thankful to have you on my team, rocking with me and vibing with me. And just, you know, the avid support means the world to me. There's nothing like support. I try my best to support you guys with providing this platform and support your gifts and just support people in general, because there's nothing like having it. And with that being said, I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via phone. And also, if you want to get on the line, you want to get on a mic, you want to sing, you want to do some poetry, you want to do some comedy, you want to let us know what's going on in your community, let us know so we can support you. So feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that's 323-642-1532. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slide into our first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to rock. So let's get it.
Wavy is my name, like Craig on Friday, I got all the game. Me and you, girl, we can do the thing. Later on, take a fine bath of champagne. Bottles on me, keep it coming till it's 2 a.m. Roof on fire, let it burn like Master Scott and them. I'm too turned up. Drop it like it's on fire. Work it just like you got higher. Cause me and baby cakin', we don't do no faking. Kick it like we Asian, nobody this amazing. Me and baby wild, probably on the alley. Shining like medallion, in like a challenge. Nobody a challenge, we running the world. 96, Bonnie and Clyde, me and my girl. Laced with platinum and gold, she rockin' diamonds and pearls. We doing what we love, making these haters hurl. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Twerk it, don't be nervous. I hit it from the back, flip it and reverse it. Then we on to the next chapter. Wavy baby on the next next faster. You know God first, fan master. I'm your favorite professional rapper. I get money like big asses. Try to stack it to the buster seller. I forever keep you 1 million. I'm just too brilliant. American Psycho with the money cause I make killings. You hard in the paint like LeBron. You touch a shot like Steph Curry. Me and my baby be on the grind. So I ain't never in a hurry. I don't ever worry. She hold me down like a straitjacket. We fresh to death like we just jumped out the casket. My room, close the door, lock that. Upstairs, my room, drop that. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect.
It's a revolution. My people are dying in vain, getting knocked down and shot down by the Caucasian's hands because of the color of their skin, or because maybe they realize that the kings and queens lie within the darkness of the pigmentation of our skin.
It's a revolution.
They said that we are innocent until proven guilty, but our skin color says that we are guilty. Without a cause, without a justification of where we're going and why we're doing what we're doing, we really don't have the right to bear arms. We don't have a right to live because of our color.
It's a revolution.
I'm a black man in this land, so I stand with American bad stand, still with the Bible in my right hand, so I'm not afraid of no man. Nothing that bleed bloods like me puts fear into my heart. I believe in within my Jesus that he will keep me safe. His shield and his angels are kept around me at all time. It's a revolution, no matter what the color of my skin be.
It's a revolution.
We will stand tall because we know that we are not justified within our color. We will stand tall no matter what it is. We will protect our children and our neighborhoods. Our mothers that are pregnant. It seems like my people are hungry and thirst for more. The more that we are beaten and abused and neglected because of the color of our skin, the more we begin to rise up.
It's a revolution. Truth. Rah. I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts. The cigarette still got me. And every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror.
and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I dropped my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God, these devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
Don't you know? Oh, The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
To give inspirational nuggets, gems, drop some jewels. As I learn to grow, I try my best to pass it on to you guys. And something that hit me this morning, I was talking to one of my sisters, and I said, you know what, I realized, I was like, I am under construction. And God is actually working on me in a lot of different ways. I know he's working on all of us if we allow it. And sometimes it can be discomforting, but I feel like God is, I'm in construction to be a better version of myself. And I'm still learning, I'm still growing, but I just want to share that with you guys, you know, just being under construction and being a willing vessel if you choose to. It does come with some long suffering and some patience. And I thank God for the patience, and patience does come with long suffering, believe me, I know. But I appreciate, you know, just learning more about myself, you know, tapping into that self-care, tapping into that self-love, and just sharing that with other people. You know, I try my best to treat people the way I want to be treated, you know, the best way I know how, and just go with life the best I can. So just being under construction, I was like, you know what, that might be my next book. You know, I really love that name, and it's powerful because there's so many different things that we can tap into, you know, when it comes to us. So I just wanted to drop that jewel. Hopefully you guys can use that. If you can't, you know, so if you can't use it, I won't be offended, but I just like to share with you as I learn to grow, or just epiphanies or perspectives or different looking glasses, thinking outside the box, whatever you want to call it. I just like to share that with you guys. And like I said, hopefully you can pass it on. Maybe somebody you know needs it. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the open mic lines. And we have Miss Burnett on the line. What's up? What's up, Burnett?
I'm doing good.
Amen. I've been praying for you.
Let's do it down. All right. Y'all keep on praying for me. Keep me in y'all prayer.
I will, most definitely.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Be blessed.
All right. You too.
Okay.
All right. And we have Miss Unique in the building. What's up? What's up, Unique? How you doing?
Hey, love you. I love that whole under construction thing.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
I think a lot
of us are definitely undergoing some sort of change. So
yes
I love that. I love that.
Thank you so much. I'm embracing it.
A couple of poems. You did what, baby? I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I'm embracing it.
Oh, you're embracing it. Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
I got a couple of poems, if that's okay.
Of course.
Okay. Changing the landscape. Perspective is important when you focus on God. He changes the future you saw in your past. Learning and growing, the season is changing, the new year unfolding before you. Then this one's called If. If what you say is true, then back it up with what? Facts, emotions, or perhaps it is enough as is. If what you say is true, then how does it help to know? Sometimes silence is true. Sometimes sharing is enough. Why is there a question about truth? Because life is full of truth. Sometimes we forget, we search. True enough. One last one. Silence. Sometimes silence is so loud it is defining. Deafening is the sound of pain when everyone else is shouting silence just the same. The whole crumbles as the heart weeps, seeping from our soul. Hope cries and joy becomes shy. Let your voice be brave. Let your actions soak in love. And leave fear at the door. Childlike innocence, teach us to hear. The end.
Wow. I was over here taking notes. Because that was beautiful. I was like, oh my God, you better say that.
Taking notes. You're so silly.
Yes.
I don't know if any one of those is actually finished, but they all have been, you know, placed on Facebook pages and such. But just it's been how I've been feeling lately, like you were talking about under construction with the changes
mm-hmm.
and everything that's going on from COVID to now, you know, I mean,
exactly.
It's just been a very interesting eye-opening 2020. So all of that, open your eyes and see the visions, and it
yes.
is all coming to pass, you know?
Exactly.
No. Yup.
Yeah, I totally agree because it's just, I don't know, it has been an eye-opening experience for me. I really believe that God is in the midst with all this happening.
I agree.
And, I believe change is coming, like a good change is coming in a good way. There's been so much going on, and I just feel like love has to be in place. Like, it's time to
yes.
love. It's time to love, and it's time
yes.
to stop forgetting to love one another, you know?
Yes.
Period.
And
And I think, you know how we always talk about sowing and the seed and all of that? It's
right.
Like we never go beyond that, but I think we're in the season of the beyond. I think that we've been shaken, and you know,
mm-hmm.
when you harvest a field of wheat, you have to shake the I don't even know what all the pieces are called right now, but you have to shake all that stuff off, and you end up
right.
with seed, and then you end up with what you can use to bake with. So there's always more steps. You know, our steps are ordered, but we always have something else that is in the circle. There's,
that's right.
It never ends. You know,
mm-hmm.
it continues no matter what. So it's like, okay, everybody always talks about spreading the seed and putting the seed out there, and some seed gets eaten and, you know, this and that. But we don't ever talk about the in-between time, the time that
exactly.
we shake that seed and separate the good
mm-hmm.
usable product from the seed so that we can replant the seed.
Exactly.
So then after you've separated it out, the good stuff that you're going to use to bake, you're not baking it the second that you've shaken it away. You still
exactly.
have to grind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's still more process that has to be done. It's like process
exactly.
is the never-ending journey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you just have to keep going forward. If you quit going forward, then you are going to end up not being baked into that beautiful donut or that beautiful bread or whatever, you know. You're
mm-hmm.
gonna stall yourself out and end up moldy and have to be thrown out, you know?
That's right.
I don't know. I just made that up just now. Like,
no,
I don't know where that came
was,
from, but
that was freaking beautiful.
I'm just like,
that
wow,
was awesome.
Mold. I didn't even think about that part because even that's usable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's silly.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sorry.
Girl,
okay. I had
you
a moment.
Write that. No, that was good. Because you know what I got from that? What I got from that was like when we were talking about love. You know what I'm saying? And with
yeah.
love and action, I kept thinking about you can't exhaust the possibilities. Like, you can't exhaust the possibilities of love. You have to keep going.
Right.
You have to keep going. You have to keep manifesting. You have to keep planting that seed. You can't just give up and get too comfortable thinking that I've done enough. There's always more to do.
Right.
But you have to be willing to keep baking that bread, doing what it takes to make it happen. It's just
That's
so much
right.
that has to be done. And if you give up now, you won't see your harvest. You won't see the hard work
exactly.
you put into it. So some people give up because another option is here, or they give up on life because they're looking at a quick fix, and you
right.
know, like what you don't have, the work that you don't have to put into it. But the work that you put into it, I just said this yesterday. I was like, nothing in my life, when I look back, and I've said this as a kid, and I realize I say it a lot sometimes, but I was like, you know what? Nothing in my life worth appreciating never came to me easy.
Right.
Like, it didn't come easy. I had to put work, sweat, tears to remember where I came
yes.
from so I could appreciate it. And I thank God for that.
Exactly.
And that's how I am with friendships. I'm like that with relationships. I'm like that with my gifts. I'm like that with whatever blessing God gives me, my home, my kids. I want to show my appreciation because it can be taken away in a heartbeat.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So true. So true. So true. So we've got to appreciate the process.
Exactly.
No matter how hard it is, no matter how mm-hmm. tough it is, because God
exactly.
has breathed into us, and if God mm-hmm. breathes into us, then there is no reason for us to not be able to breathe out.
Exactly.
No reason for us to not be able to exhale.
I'm just listening. Look, I'm in awe right now, but I'm just listening to you, and I'm thinking about, you just got my brain going, so it's cool, you know, keep the conversation. But I was sitting there reading my book, right? My new book that I just
yes.
wrote, Walking in Purpose with a Passion. And
yes, ma'am.
I was in awe with what I wrote. I wrote that book in pain, confused, going through, you know, just different things last year, and just heartbreak,
yep.
just, you know, deaths, all these different things that were happening, financial mm-hmm. struggles, all these different things I was going through. But I was like, I still had the wherewithal to write the book. And then when I look back yeah. and reflect just on like one or two nuggets, because I did inspirational nuggets, one mm-hmm. or two nuggets, maybe like two or three nuggets I read, I was like, oh my God, I wrote this.
Right.
Oh, you know, like, oh my God, did I write that? I said that?
Yep.
And I was like, wow.
Yep.
And
I mean, it's amazing. That's why I love going back through like the old poetry and the mm-hmm. old writings, not just poetry, but like, you know, my stories,
right.
my books and everything too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and seeing the growth. And I don't know if you've seen any of my posts recently, but I'm praying in the morning now on Facebook
yes.
itself. And I did make the reference that my sister Cynthia had asked me to do this, but she got the word from God to ask me to do this. So
right.
when she asked me, I was like, honey, I pray every time I breathe. When I breathe in, I'm praying. When I breathe out, I'm praying. So I like literally, I'm like, you know, God, I know has got to be tired of hearing me, you know. But every moment of my life is a thank you, if nothing else. You know,
mm-hmm.
just thank you, Lord, for getting me through this last 5 seconds. You know, thank you
exactly.
for the positions that you've placed me in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Please help other people, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Anyways, all of that beautifulness. But so I was not going to do it. You know, I was just like, you know, Cynthia, I pray all the time, you know. I woke up the next morning and God was like, you've been challenged. Handle that. That's literally
mm-hmm.
what he said. I was like, okay.
Right.
So I did it for the challenge moments, and I was going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, he said, keep going. That's all he said,
yep.
keep going. So looking back through those posts, like I was telling my sister, I see 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, 2 steps forward.
Right.
1 step back, 2 steps
mm-hmm.
forward, you know, wow, look at this. And I
mm-hmm.
don't know how many people actually do get to see it, but I just know that it's out there and may end up becoming a book.
It is going to be a book.
It's a 365-day prayer book.
Well, let me
That's
know how you want to do it. The
yeah.
first one, the second one, because you're going to have multiple books.
Listen to you. We still got to get my poetry book out there, but.
Yeah.
No, you're good. You're good. I don't even. One day we'll get it. Whenever God says to do it, it'll be done. I'm not
oh,
even.
Yeah.
Like, that was never one of my goals for life. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
that's going to be a God thing. Like, whatever he decides, bam, that'll
mm-hmm.
be how it happens. So, yeah, it's been a crazy ride, a crazy year this year. I mean, and you know, I've told you before that, like, some of the poetry that I've posted, you know, I'm like, oh, I saw that happening. Oh,
right.
What? Oh,
mm-hmm.
crazy, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's working. He is working overtime. I mean, the
uh-huh.
devil working too, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
he is working overtime. So if we search, then we will find.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the key right there is how bad do you want to see God's love?
Yep.
That's
I it. Totally agree.
Well, my dear, thank you for talking with me.
Thanks.
I will let you get on with your show.
I appreciate it, girl. I enjoyed vibing with you because that was awesome. And thank you so much for sharing.
Anytime.
Somebody need to hear that. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody,
love you.
That was, love you too. There was Ania in the building sharing that wisdom that she always shares. And I love her wordplay and how she puts things together. And it really gives you a moment of reflection. So with that being said, anybody feeling good? If you're not feeling good, let's get it with this song by 13 Nazareth called Feel Good.
Yo, I feel like a 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
15 and not the rest.
Yours, yeah. All place. This track takes me way back to being a child, waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street, we playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time and into the evening. And my family is party and grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes, Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight from like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and his spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, one grief, four place, Lafayette is yours. In the studio with my man, the right one, in view. Doing the right thing,
all the VA.
And y'all never thought y'all be dead. Listen to spoken word,
holding me down.
Swing them.
Even though the pain and heartache lift the
It's the
Ill Nation.
Been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28th, I never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself. You better respect yourself to all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that erect my path. Get it?
Nah.
Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider. A Bible.
Bible.
But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. Woo. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit.
Yo.
But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around in G, telling my peeps the news that still will keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues.
Yo.
Sip and Tarika said you got it, Briscoe. Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said you got it, AB. Said you got it, Von said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond and Jamar said you got it, Crystal said you got it, Mia said you got it, Bree said you got it, London said you got it, Mom said I got it, and my fam said I got it, so I
got it.
Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. But praises go up, then the blessings coming right down.
Yeah.
Cause ever since the cypher, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. Ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing that illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight.
Hey,
y'all gotta make it to them, see I ain't the same dude. I'm turning to an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture, do it for the people gone through lyrical torture, do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again, but right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay flowing, stay calm, still claim it's the wind. It's Ill Nation, dream chaser, hashtag it, Mr. Future, Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane. Like everybody said, you gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Will.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnic type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
This is a great man's rhymes and reasons, the beginning of a great man's season. Truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason, my unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great, of a great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. See, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand where my life lies and continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and seen amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see, I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's I bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. And great Mr. Drown said, rah. Understand this is the great cause of my life. Understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, want to rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out, try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because he ain't to rise above it all. Understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today and understand that my life is greater. Greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. Understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer. Closer to the great man's doors, they'll open something. This is how we do great stars. Dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing, see, I'm winning a great prize. Keeping my eyes on those prizes, keeping my heels up under my footstep, understand that I'm lying, never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. See, I'm rhyming with great things, histology. See, I'm thinking that I'm gonna be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk, restore great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology. But this is a great test of time. Read between great books and great lies. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife. But the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's name, great man's lame. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the mist and saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go out to the great things of prosperity, great things of virtue. See, this is a crazy entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding because I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself. I even talked to myself. Understood that I can always trust myself. You see, these brown eyes, these great visions. Before great things become for bad man's and for vision. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you, but inside the great things I've seen you. Seeking and believing for great things I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's a truth, man, great rise I'm leaving. To my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding and understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul that is own self. Self-righteous, self-great things, and I understand you're not biting. See, no bite-biters are great things, are backsliders. I understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told and great things word. Remember, no apologies, but truth's hemology.
Yeah. Thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the maze. Yeah. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shades. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do.
thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, I get in, get up and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage. Replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
Everybody, I hope you guys have enjoyed what you've heard thus far. We're actually about to get ready to close out in just a minute. I've enjoyed rocking out with you guys, and I've learned so much. I appreciate the jewels that were dropped by Miss Unique in the building. I'm going to check with her and see if she got one more poem for us. I hope she does, so to close us out. And what's up, Unique? You got anything else? You
want to
share?
Hey, I gotta go back up into my poetry set. Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
You know, girl, I got all kinds of stuff.
Let's see.
I'm like,
You got
it. Okay, I'm gonna do picture. Now, you guys close your eyes and picture this. There's
okay.
a person. There's a scene that looks like a sky, and it looks like rocks at the very bottom, and there is a person in the center of that, and it is the person's feet are towards the sky part, and the person's head is towards the rocks. There's a hand outstretched from both sides, okay? So, this one is called Picture, and it says, tossed from hell as boundaries float by, seamless transition as the soul does fly, an outstretched hand ready, steady, and willing to be there where you land. The end.
I still have my eyes closed. I was still.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. I was so into it. I was like.
But I mean that was a picture that somebody had posted on Facebook and said write a poem, and
right.
Literally it looked like this person to me was tossed from hell and God was trying to be there ready with that hand.
Wow.
Wherever they landed.
Wow. I love it. Girl, keep writing.
Love it. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much. What a beautiful way to close out this show. And you guys continue to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep growing, keep going. And also, there's nothing wrong with allowing yourself to be under construction. That's actually what I'm doing right now. And I'm taking it baby steps with it, 1 second at a time, and going with it the best way I know how. And I'm keeping God first and foremost, you know, on this journey. It's not an easy path, but guess what? I want to be a part of that harvest. And then again, I want to harvest more seeds and keep growing, you know, with whatever God allows me, whoever God allows in my life, you know. So with that, I appreciate you guys being a part of those seeds that I'm planting. And I pray for your harvest as well. So you guys be blessed. I see you guys next Tuesday. Tell a friend. See you guys next week. Be blessed.